Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's Thursday, July 28th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Let's talk about all those pandemic impulse buys you may be regretting. It was a time when everyone had a lot of time in their hands and some extra money, so people bought Peloton bikes, roller skates, bread makers, even new homes or pets. But now that things have returned a little more to normal, those things have hit the back burner. Emily Stewart, senior correspondent at Vox, joins us for Pandemic Buyer's Remorse. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about all that stuff that we bought throughout the pandemic. A lot of people were buying these big impulse buys. You know, we had a lot of time on our hands. We had a lot of money on our hands at that time, too. That's partly what happened with the supply chain crisis, is we were buying too many things and then we couldn't get all that stuff. But right now, what we're seeing is a lot of people having a little bit of buyer's remorse for some of the products and things that they bought. It depends on what it is. It could be as anything from, buying a bicycle, these Peloton bikes people are trying to resell now on secondary marketplaces, or bigger things, you know, things that carry a little more weight, like a new home or a pet. We saw a lot of people buying pets throughout this time. So, Emily, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing out there with people kind of hating some of the purchases they made during the pandemic.
Right. So, you know, we're about 2.5 years into this. And I think what happened with a lot of people, we all remember 2020, a lot of 2021, you're sitting at home, you're feeling a little bit crazy, a little bit stir crazy, and maybe buying things that you might not normally. People tend to buy when they feel a little bit uncertain, when they feel a little bit anxious. It gives us a little bit more of a sense of control. So people bought a lot of stuff. People also thought their circumstances were going to stay the same. Maybe they bought a house because they thought they were never going back to the office, or they adopted a pet thinking, well, I'm at home all of the time. And now, you know, life has gone a little bit more back to normal for a lot of people. They're sitting around looking at this stuff and thinking, man, I didn't want this. And I've heard from people who, you know, I talked to one guy who got a bike and was like, I decided I was going to be a bike person. And it turns out a pandemic does not develop you a new personality. If you don't like biking, maybe you're just never going to get into it. I heard from a lot of people who bought, you know, appliances. I talked to somebody who bought a countertop dishwasher that said, you know, now my trash can sits on top of it.
Yeah, and a lot of these things, you know, as you mentioned in the article, when you look at these secondary marketplaces, you see a lot of this stuff on sale now, looking at bikes and Peloton specifically. Even Google searches, hey, you know, how to sell my Peloton bike, those Google searches have gone up. So those are big purchases, but something you can do away with pretty easily. As you said, your personality doesn't change throughout the pandemic. You don't automatically become a bike person. But some of these bigger ones are a lot more interesting. New pets. I always love stories about animals and things. So that caught my eye here. And you spoke to a couple who were retired now. They bought the pet during the pandemic. And now they're finding out that they've kind of lost out on all the spontaneity of being retired. They can't do anything anymore because they need to make sure someone's always taking care of their pet.
Right. I mean, these people, the wife specifically, was very generous in talking to me because a lot of people don't want to admit, right, that they don't like their pet.
Sure.
And people can get a little bit mean about people not liking their pets. And to be clear, they love it. They're not getting rid of it. But, you know, she said they got the pet in spring of 2021. And now they want to travel. They wanted to do a road trip always. Well, the dog doesn't like cars. And they did kind of really change the outside of their lives. You know, it's a little bit funny, you know, like it's kind of a silly situation. But I was talking to the woman, and the thing that she said to me was, you know, dogs live for a long time. And I really kind of changed the trajectory of my retirement because we can't do the things that we wanted to do. And I think a lot of people are in that position. You know, it's not just with pets. It's also, again, with homes. Plenty of people bought houses. And you see polls and stuff that say, like, a lot of people do now have regrets about their buys. And maybe it doesn't mean that they didn't want the house or that they don't want the house, but it might have been, you know, people were outbidding each other. They were paying a lot of money, and maybe they moved a little bit farther than they wanted. Or had it not been the pandemic, they might not have moved so quickly.
Totally. And then on some of these other things, you know, maybe not such at these big purchases, but in a lot of the people that you spoke to, really the kind of attitude of it all is to shrug it all off. It's kind of this, oh, well, you know, I bought that thing when I did. Now I have it and I don't use it. And, you know, what are you going to do now? And that's, I mean, obviously that's the case, really. What are you going to do if you can't sell it and get rid of it and recoup some of those losses? You know, you are stuck with it. As you mentioned, that person's countertop dishwasher now sits on their trash can and all.
Right. I mean, I bought kind of a knockoff Roomba, and if I'm being honest here, I've used it 6 times. And it sits in I'm staring at it right now. And, like, I could get rid of it. I probably should have returned it. But instead, it's just like a fun little reminder of a silly thing that I did in a weird moment in my life.
And through all of this, though, even some of the people that you spoke to, psychologists and all, they say buying stuff does make you feel happy. And we know a lot when you go on that shopping trip and you get all that cool new stuff, you know, you do feel good after that, or buying things for other people. So, you know, there was always something that was going to kind of happen during a moment like that, such as the pandemic.
Right. Like I said before, it does make people feel like they have a little bit more control. People get kind of a dopamine hit from it. Obviously there's a difference between kind of doing something that makes you feel a little bit better versus something that's like, you know, you're a compulsive buyer. But I think sometimes we think about this stuff, and I tend to be a person who gets upset about my own consumerism and thinks, oh, I shouldn't buy this stuff. But at the same time, like, it's been a rough 2.5 years, and people need to be a little bit forgiving of themselves and others. And if you bought some roller skates that you maybe had a nice time with, even for a few hours, and you're not dying because the money's gone, like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you're not alone. There's plenty of other people out there that had made questionable purchases throughout the pandemic. Emily Stewart, senior correspondent at Vox, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.